You're listening to an episode of Your Nerdy Girlfriend Podcast, a podcast all about living the highs and the lows of your best nerdy life. I'm your host, Jazzy, and I hope you're having a wonderful Thursday. Good morning, loves. We have finally made it to 28 days of Black cosplay, one of my favorite months of the year as a Black cosplayer. This is the month where we get to shine and stick it to all of our haters, because Lord knows we have a ton of them. Originally, today's episode was going to be all about my crazy, tender, ridiculous horror stories as a cosplayer nerd dating on Tinder. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that would have been a fun time, and that episode will come. But this is an episode that I'd like to dedicate due to certain circumstances that have happened. I recently lost my grandfather on Sunday. So I think it's time to really talk about grieving and how things like self-doubt can come into play, depression, and also the true meaning of why we cosplay. Why we put on the wig, the makeup, the hair, the shoes, the headpieces, the armor, the skirts, the pants, whatever you're wearing, whatever cosplay you're doing. Why we do it in the first place? Because I feel like a lot of us forget our whys, and your why is so important. It's the reason you do. So today we're just going to delve into that a little bit. So COVID has been around, and at least we've all been staying at home probably since March 2020. And honestly, since around maybe August 2020, maybe it started in, it was in August. I lost my grandmother, my uncle, and now my grandfather, all from the same side of the family. I literally don't know how my dad is functioning after losing all these loved ones, because I'm barely together. And I've been trying to realize that doing all of this, the way I cope the best is with cosplay. Cosplay for me is coping with life and the cards it's dealt. And it wasn't until I tried to turn cosplay into a business that I started to understand why I did it in the first place. Putting on a Thumbelina cosplay when my grandfather died was probably the best possible thing I could do, because Thumbelina is one of my favorite movies. And Let Me Be Your Wings, I tear up every time I hear it, because it's one of the most beautiful love songs I've ever heard in my entire life. It was the first song that made me believe that true love was a reality for me. I can't even begin to explain to you. It's like how some people feel when they first hear A Whole New World from Aladdin. That's how I felt when I heard Thumbelina and Let Me Be Your Wings. And, you know, it's such a good cast. You have Gilbert Godfrey and you have Charo. Like, it's such a good cast. But and Jodie Benson, you know, The Little Mermaid, isn't it? But I think what's even better about it is that it was a movie that just, it lets me just forget about the real world for a little while. And I had already had the Thumbelina cosplay in mind before doing it, because I wasn't just assuming my grandfather was gonna die. And then my grandpa died, and I was like, I have to do this cosplay still, because I just need to just forget. I need to just escape for a while. So I did it all day long. I just pranced around in Thumbelina cosplay. I recorded a YouTube video. It's up on my channel. Recorded a ton of TikToks. There's so many drafts of Thumbelina in my TikTok right now. It's crazy. And I kind of just felt a little bit better, because for a couple hours, I forgot that I was grieving my grandfather. And it wasn't until it hit again that I started to feel all this like self-doubt and all this imposter syndrome and all this like, why am I going through this? Like, why am I feeling this way? Why am I not good enough? Why is my cosplay not good enough? Why do I don't have enough followers? Or why do I have no real likes on my content? Or like, what am I doing wrong? Am I not pretty enough? Am I not skinny enough? Am I not funny enough? Am I not friendly enough? Am I not inviting enough? Am I not authentic enough? You know, all those am I, am I, am I, am I's, they pop in your head and you start to really delve into it. And then I did my second video this week, which was all about 10 Black cosplayers that you should follow, support this Black History Month. And when I went through why I loved all the different cosplayers, I realized that I loved one because they make me laugh so hard. And I loved another because they're such a kind person. And I loved another because they make me feel like I can be anything I want to be. And another one because they're just so educational. They teach me something every time I go to their content. I'm learning something new. And one shows me that my style can be whatever the hell I want it to be. And that's so many different reasons to love so many different cosplayers. So I'm not just loving them for their cosplay, I'm loving them for who they are as a person. And it made me really wonder, like, am I showing up authentically? And I feel like I haven't really been transparent about the grieving and what I'm going through emotionally. I feel like I haven't really been transparent on how I'm actually feeling because I'm so scared that I will bore you guys with my life. Like, oh no, they're gonna hear that I'm sad. Oh no, they're gonna hear that I've been doing nothing but watching cartoons and anime to feel better. Like, no, I actually started a new job this week. I shouldn't have. I should have waited until next week because I'm like, I'm not even emotionally ready to be around people and I have to go to this job now while I'm grieving. Like, what? But you know, girl gotta make money. But I just consistently wonder, like, is my life in interesting enough for you guys to even care? And I started to think that these people that I'm put in my 10 cosplayer list, like, I don't even think they think their lives are as interesting to share, but they still share them because they feel as though they have to just be themselves and that's it. And I feel like sometimes I get so scared about that. So I realized that maybe my why is being myself. Maybe my why is just showing up for me. And as long as I show up for me, I've shown up. So whether there's no likes, no views, no nothing, I showed up for me. And I realized on my Thumbelina content, because I was showing up for me, I didn't care if there was a lot of views. I didn't care if it went viral. I didn't care if it got likes because I realized that I posted that content for myself and my friends on the app, and that was it. And all of my friends commented, liked, showed up, or said they loved it. And that's all that mattered to me. And that's why I was like, wow, it doesn't matter if your video gets a million views. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, the right people saw it, and that's all that mattered. And I feel like sometimes we get so lost in like likes and views and going viral that we forget about community. We forget about we can show up as ourselves and our community is still going to love us for who we are. And I think because I have a podcast and a YouTube and a blog and I'm on TikTok and Instagram, and that people think that I have it all together. And I don't. Let me tell you, no one has it all together. You can have the most like together looking person on the internet, and even they don't have it all together. We're all literally just trying to figure this life thing out one day at a time. And I forget that sometimes. So just having that as a reminder is absolutely amazing. I mean, to be honest, I don't really know where this episode is going. I just wanted to just come on here, just be authentic, and just really talk to you guys about what I learned this week so far and what I am learning as I'm going through. This week I started a morning routine because I am starting this new job and I want to actually maximize my mornings because I know by the time I get off at 6, I'm going to want to soak my feet because they're gonna be hurting. I'm standing all day. I'm going to want to read a book and then go to bed. Like, I'm not gonna want to film a video. Like, maybe I'll film a YouTube video, but I'm not gonna want to really do a lot of content. So, like, I've been maximizing my morning. So, I have from like 6:30 a.m. until 10 a.m. to just do whatever. That means my workout routine, breakfast, a cup of coffee, a glass of water after the cup of coffee, do my to-do list, my manifestation and affirmations, edit a YouTube video, record a podcast episode, whatever I need to get done so that I'm still able to show up for you guys, but also show up for myself so that I'm like in the mindset to say, okay, I did this stuff for me today. Now I'm ready to go work for somebody else, you know? I was a full-time content creator for a little while, but I need health insurance, so I got a job. But you know, who knows? Maybe eventually I'll be able to afford health insurance on my own and I will go back to being a full-time content creator. But I'm still going to create the same amount of content regardless of having a full-time job because I'm showing up for me. And that's why I'm saying, like, it's so important to show up for yourself. And people say that all the time, but until you have realized that you haven't been doing it and you focus on, I need to do this for me, is when you will wake up and you'll be like, wow, I really do. I actually recently acquired a life coach. I know. What even, right? I acquired a life coach and she's super amazing. Actually, she's a friend of mine. And she has some like worksheets for me to fill out. And it's very, very fascinating to go into these worksheets and to really understand why my goals are the way they are. And are my goals for me or are my goals because I've been told this is what my goals should be? You know what I'm saying? Especially with all these like coaches out here, how to grow your Instagram, how to grow your YouTube, how to become this, how to become that. I don't think people realize that sometimes they make goals for you and you get lost in their goals instead of sticking to your own goals. I had a coach for a while, a really great coach, but I think that because cosplay was so vastly different from what she was used to, it was hard for her to find a way to work with me in the way I needed to be worked with. And so I had to take a step back and find a way to make her program work for me. And eventually it did. And I've gotten the brand deals and stuff that was supposed to come out of working with her. So things went well. It was just kind of like I had to adapt her system to myself, which was kind of super frustrating. And so then I realized it's because I was using her goals instead of using my goals. So I think it's really interesting that my life coach was like, are your goals for you or are your goals for someone else? Are you showing up for you or are you showing up for someone else? Because if you're showing up for someone else, it's the same as working a job for someone else. You're never going to be happy because you're never going to know when your goal is achieved. But everyone measures success differently. So for example, I have a store. Success for me in that store is 100,000 sales. One day I'm going to hit that and I can't wait. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a freaking beautiful day. For Instagram, a lot of people have like huge goals on social media. They're like, oh, I want like a million subscribers or I want a million followers. And I honestly just want a great community engagement. So I would love, to me, success is like 7 or 8% engagement. That is huge. That's huge. Like I would, if I could ever hit that, chef's kiss, like seriously, that would be amazing. To me, that is super successful on social media because engagement's where the money's at. So, and engagement's where the community's at. Like I would really feel like I built a group. I built a community that way, you know? And so I feel as though it's all about your own determination of success and what you want out of life. And that's what you should focus on instead of the likes, views, and going viral. I think that's really mainly what I was trying to say that I've come to terms with. I went through a really bad depression episode last night. I actually didn't sleep at all. I cried all night because I missed my grandpa. I digress. So because of that, I had a lot of time to think about this and realize this. And I realized there are areas I want to work on. One of my goals is financial. So I got this amazing book on millennials, teaching millennials financial advice and information, which I think is super cool. So I think it's all about just like learning new things. I'm trying to learn a new language. I talked about this a little bit on Instagram. I'm trying to be fluent in German by the end of the year because I really just want to be the best version of myself. And I feel like the best version of myself would learn another language. But like I said, it's different for everybody, but it's not just always about, you know, like, going viral. And I just know that sometimes, even though we know that deep down inside, we need to be reminded of it because there's so many people feeding you information on all of these sites, especially on TikTok, on how to have the best TikTok, how to do this, how to get 100,000 followers, like all this stuff. And the people with the biggest followings on TikTok are the most miserable. I swear they make the most annoying, sad videos all the time because they're getting all these hate comments they weren't expecting. They're getting all these people are judging everything they say and do. Like they're literally living underneath a microscope and they were not prepared for that. And that's almost the like downside of TikTok's ability to make you grow so many followers so quickly, is you weren't prepared because you didn't go from like 5,000 to 10,000 to like 20,000, whatever. You went from like 1,000 to like 95,000 in one night. This one girl went from like 15,000 to 1,000,000 in 1 month. Like, that's a lot to grow within a small period of time. So you weren't really building that thick skin and that understanding that hate comments are gonna happen, but you don't have to listen to them. Just block words you don't want to hear, block people. Like, you just, great. Gain that mentality that you need in order to handle that big of an audience. You don't do that yet. And I think that's almost the downside. So it almost makes me wonder, like, do you even want to go viral? Do you even want that large of a following? These are all questions I feel like we should just ask ourselves, in our self-awareness and self-reflection. But like, I'm seriously going off on a tangent. I just wanted to take this episode to just really talk about that concept. I made a video that I thought was going to rub people the wrong way, where I said cosplay is just about what we do to just cope and get through things and just to really help us deal. With the pandemic, a lot of us started cosplaying heavily because it was just our way to deal. That's what cosplaying is. It's just our way to deal. I feel like in a way it's kind of punk in that way, where it's kind of just like it is what we make it, and we just create it and we just make it happen. And we use our favorite characters from some of our comfort childhood shows in order to help us get through the hard things in life, which is not something that everyone does, but when the community does it, they do it well. And the Black cosplay community is amazing. So if you do get a chance, check out my YouTube videos so that you can go support all of those amazing Black cosplayers, because I love all of them so much. And so that you can even just let me know some more of the about some more cosplayers that I should support or make sure I'm following, liking, and engaging with, because I love the community and I just want everybody to win. We can all get a seat at the table, we can all get a plate. Absolutely. So that's basically about today's episode. We're just chatting, having a quick chat, just checking in with you guys and just really letting you know where my head's at. I know I didn't give you guys an episode last week. My grandpa was sick, so that's why. But now you have one. I decided to just do this one spur of the moment. So yeah, it's not on Thursday. This one's gonna be up on a Friday, but it's cool. It's cool. It's fine. We got this. It's cool. I will see you guys next week at the regular scheduled time on Thursday. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for joining us this week on Your Nerdy Girlfriend podcast. Make sure to check us out at Your Nerdy Girlfriend on Instagram to vote on episode topics and to have your voice heard in our What Are You People Saying segment, where I answer your questions. Make sure to leave us a review on iTunes. And if you like what you've heard, make sure you share with others. Thanks for listening. See you guys next Thursday.